I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Jerry Eves, Sports Radio.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Good afternoon and welcome to Eve Sports Radio. Call now 502-571-1080 or toll free 877-904-1080. You can tweet Jerry at JerryEves5. That's JerryEves5 on Twitter.
This is Eve Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio. It is December the 7th, 2021. Overcast in the Louisville area and crisp, about 32 degrees. May have snow flurries. It is Christmas time, though, so be in holiday cheer. That's all that I can say. After watching some of the Bills-Patriots game last night, whew, that was just frightful weather. Great game, though, and I think New England may have their next Brady. Mac Jones is doing an excellent job leading those New England Patriots. So, first things first, we all understand that everybody's sitting on needles and pins waiting to see what happens with Vince Tyree and the University of Louisville. So, I had Rick Bosich on yesterday. I reached out to Tim Sullivan today. Tim will be calling in around 12:15. Tim is the gentleman that did not want to leave the building. He had a sit-in yesterday when Louisville went to executive meetings. Tim said, no, you're not hiring or firing. We should be able to hear the conversation. And they had to escort Tim out. No, they did not. But Tim did at least make his point to be heard, which I would appreciate. He will be on with us today, and we will discuss what he knows that is transpiring at the university. Also, we've got a huge Kentucky basketball game. I think they're playing Simmons College. No, excuse me. They're playing Southern. Coach Davis, 3-5 tonight at 7 p.m. Also, we all know that Tuesday is one and only Kathleen Smith's day. And we all understand that that is my co-host, and she handles all the trivia aspects of the show, all the laughs, is Kathleen. So, Kathleen, welcome to the show. How are you?
All the trivia or the trivial?
No, you said that. I didn't. Both. Kathleen, you know what's so funny? Because we got the best sponsors. We know we've got D'Orio's Pizza and Pub at 310 Wallace Avenue and 919 Baxter. Mm-hmm. Lori and D'Orio are the best. River Road, 3017 River Road. Got Christy that handles that for Big John. You've got Thornton, Scott Harris, Jamie Warner, who do everything a lot for this community. Especially with the Thorntons down in the West End at the track, and all revenues goes back to the community. You've got Charlie, which we've got to get to. We've got a Christmas drive for those Southwest Ministries at Kalia's, and that's 10966 Dixie Highway. And, of course, Lee Wagner's, world-renowned Wagner's Restaurant, 3113 South 4th Street. So I've got all the cards, so we're good to go. And the young lady didn't win last week, but I sent her a card. She should have them by now. So, Kathleen, we got a lot to do today.
Yeah.
Now, Kathleen, we got Tim coming, so we're not going to get into the Louisville right off the bat. We're going to hold until Tim calls in. We'll go to break when Tim calls in.
Basketball.
Yes, but Kathleen,
you're going to tell me how 0-7 wins?
Kathleen, Texas Southern beat Florida last night at Florida. Johnny Jones, personal friend of mine, used to be head coach at LSU, leads Texas Southern. 69-54. It wasn't even close. Okay. Florida was ranked 20th in the country, Kathleen. Florida had defeated Ohio State and Florida State. Then they go at home and lay an egg and lose to Texas Southern. So it just makes you go, Ohio State defeated Duke. I just want to make people go, Kathleen. So, Coach White, head coach at Florida, I'm sure he'll be getting his troops together, and I'm sure they're in practice early this morning when he can bring them back. And I'm sure they're trying to bounce back. They've now lost two in a row. They lost to Oklahoma and Texas Southern. Florida has. They're 6-2. But this isn't about Florida.
Nobody else has lost to Texas Southern, so it's not like, you know, oh, he just put together a good group this year. Nobody, they just been flying under the radar. No, they've lost seven times.
They've lost seven times.
They lost to St. Mary's. They lost to Oregon. They lost to North Carolina State.
Exactly. They've lost to everybody. But here's the problem, Kathleen. I have said, and I mean this, and I know a lot of people, this has nothing to do with Louisville. This has to do with the ACC. I said it all during the football season, and I did tell Lee Sterling and truly everyone that I spoke to off the air, because I love giving Kentucky fans a hard time when Louisville was favored to win. But I told people there was no way. There was no way Louisville could compete with Kentucky. There was no way, and they couldn't. Here's the problem now. That was football, and we all understand the SEC, which I give Kentucky credit for playing in the SEC. Football. But the ACC, Kathleen, is known for one thing only, it always has been.
Baseball.
Funny girl, funny girl. Basketball. Got me. Basketball, Kathleen. It is known for basketball. And the ACC, and this week's rankings. We're going to talk about University of Louisville's win over NC State also. And this week's top 25 basketball. How many teams from the ACC are ranked in the top 25, Kathleen? Take a guess.
Less than two.
Without a doubt. You've got Duke sitting at number three. Duke. Kathleen, that's the only other team. There's no other team in the ACC, in the top 25. Kathleen, as long, I'm not going to say ever. I'm not going back that far, so don't you all go to your old phones and start Googling to find out. But I'm going to say ever.
That's opinions.
Kathleen, there's not another team in the top 25 AP.
It's opinions. Not early.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's unreal. So we'll get into more of that after the break. We've already got the great, we all know, my mentor, Tim Sullivan, is on the line. He's waiting to see what happens at University of Louisville like the rest of us. So we're going to go to break, Kathleen. We all know that you're going to take care of the trivia. And I want people to know again, make sure when you go into Oreo's, River Road, Barbecue, Thornton's, Kalia's, and Wagner's with these gift cards, let them make sure they know that Jerry Eves and Esports Radio appreciates what they do for my show, which gives you all opportunities to eat for free. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll bring on the Tim Sullivan, lead editorialist at the Courier Journal. I know I just added to his title, but he'll correct me after the break. Talk to you in a second. Welcome back to eSports Radio. It is December, unbelievable, the 7th, 2021, 1217 in the Louisville area, and I have on the Tim Sullivan. Tim, welcome to eSports Radio. I've got Kathleen Smith and myself sitting in today. How are you today?
I'm well, Jerry.
Not Tim Sullivan short of words today. Tim, tell me something.
Very calm.
I know, really calm. Yesterday, you were about to have a sit-in, Tim. They were about to take you and take you to jail. What was the situation in yesterday's executive meeting why you did not want to leave? What had transpired, Tim?
Well, the open meetings law in Kentucky says that you are allowed to have a closed meeting if it involves hiring, firing, or discipline. And I did not see how the Vince Tyree situation met any of those criteria.
Okay.
So I expressed my concern and was told that they were going to plow ahead with their plan anyway, and did much the same thing today. Did ask Dr. Bendapudi if she could explain the justification for closing the meeting, and she said not at this time. So that's where we were. We've had two meetings in the last 2 days that you know, where nothing formal took place. A lot of sitting in the hall, at Graumeier Hall, and waiting for announcements of nothing. So I think we're probably pretty close to resolution on the Vince Tyree to Florida State deal, but it may not happen today, and I'm hopeful that it doesn't drag on much longer, but I think it needs to be resolved.
So your opinion is that there has been an offer to Vince Tyree to accept the Florida State's athletic director's job. In your opinion, you think that's happened? Sports Illustrated first reported Sunday the interest between Tyree and Florida State was mutual and serious. So at this time, you think that it's evident that it's going to happen?
Well, I think it's very likely that that an agreement of at least an outline of an agreement has been reached, and now it's a matter of trying to finesse the non-compete clause in his contract. I think, U of L might have to sign off on that, or there's going to be a problem. I think the sense I get is that that's not going to be a major hurdle, that it's a matter of negotiating an exit fee. And, I have no idea how much that would be, but, I don't think there's enough enthusiasm for Tyree at U of L that that they're going to make the price prohibitive, and that Florida State will walk away. My guess is there will be an accommodation made. Without having any specific knowledge, I would think a couple hundred thousand would probably cover it, and maybe less than that. But that's just a guess. I have no inside information.
God, I would agree with that. There should have been. Don't you think in the contract, if you put in a non-compete, that you should have put, I think, University of Louisville should have put in a buyout amount with the contract. And I would think as the years progress, the buyout amount would have decreased. But that's just my reasonable thinking. But I'm a third grade reject, so we all understand. Let's continue to move forth. We do think this is going to happen. My first question to you is, why do you think Florida State would say that Vince Tyree is the guy to lead their program?
Well, I think there's a couple of varying views of Vince Tyree. Locally, he's going to be judged by primarily, almost exclusively, by the quality of his hires in the marquee sports of football and men's basketball. Okay. I think that beyond the city limits of Louisville, though, he's looked on somewhat differently. I think that you have to look at the situation when he walked in with the FBI exposing irregularities in Brian Bowen's recruitment, hiring of Rick and Tom Jurich. It was as many people have said, it was a dumpster fire, and he came in and at least restored some level of order and has managed to get through a pretty difficult period with some successes in Olympic sports, with take a reputation for business savvy, which has really been needed at a time when the endowment funds are depleted and revenues are down, and a lot of that is attributable to COVID, but not all of it.
Okay.
There's a lot of dissatisfaction among the fans, and that's to be expected when you don't win big in the big sports. But it's my impression that at the ACC level, among the people that he deals with, conference commissioners, university presidents, fellow ADs, that he's fairly highly thought of.
Okay. Well, I'm not being argumentative, Tim, because I just asked you a question, but for myself, the FBI has not been resolved at all. So the first piece of the puzzle that you announced, that's about to come, and that hole has not been filled, and it's going to come. There's nothing been resolved. There's nothing that Vince has done that has changed the path of that. That's the first thing. The second thing, one of his primary hires has added to the dumpster fire with the Dino Gaudio situation. My opinion, but I see things so differently. That's secondly. Thirdly, his football hire has put his foot in his mouth 1,000 times and has done things that has rubbed the community the wrong way. And in my opinion, I understand all that goody-goody at the ACC level. Your football and basketball hires is how athletic directors keep their jobs, and it's all about the money. So, Tim, there's that old saying. You know, you're from Missouri. Blood's thicker than water, but money's thicker than both. And the money two sports here at Louisville are not doing well. The attendance is way down, way down. Nothing's been resolved. So to me, it just lets you know the most important thing is have an opportunity to get in front of people at that level and you can progress, because nothing's been resolved at University of Louisville. Absolutely nothing. They're taking loans at Republic Bank to float the things that they don't have the money for revenue-wise right now. So, Tim, my opinion is I have nothing against Vince. Good luck. Somebody wants him, great opportunity. But I just don't see the big deal here at this university. And it's not his fault, but nothing's been fixed. Do you disagree with that? Or any of the things I've said? Nothing's been resolved. Nothing.
I don't know. I think that might be a little overly broad. I mean, you know, the criticisms of him regarding his hires, I think, are valid.
Okay.
I don't think either Chris Mack or Scott Satterfield have won over the fan base. It may be very difficult to sell tickets for football next year. I wouldn't dispute that. I don't know that all that blame lands at Tyree's feet. I think a big problem mm-hmm. has been the finding of the department, and I think that's really limited what they've been able to do, and maybe who they've been able to hire. I had a story that posted last night that 4 years ago they had cash and investment funds of something like $56 million, and mm-hmm. as of September 30th, that number was 11 or 12 million, and they also had $11 million in either line of credit or bonds mm-hmm. payable. So their financial situation is deteriorated, and you know, a lot of that was paying Tom Jurich's settlement, paying the settlement with John Schnatter, the mm-hmm. Bobby Petrino buyout, getting mm-hmm. back out of his contract behavior. I mean, all that stuff added up.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of it was going to be done whether Vince Tyree was here or not. Now, you know, mm-hmm. arguably you kept Bobby Petrino and seen if he could have turned things around and saved yourself that $14 million payout. You know, in retrospect, that might have been the way to go rather than, you know, paying that huge price and bringing in a coach who is not proven at this level.
Mm-hmm. I would have still fired Bobby Petrino. I agree with you 100% on firing Bobby Petrino. I'm not putting the blame on him, Tim. I'm really not. Yeah. I'm just saying that nothing has been resolved to where people could say, hey, look, nothing's been resolved. We're still looking it in the face, Tim. Louisville, myself, Louisville alumnus, former player, nothing's been resolved. The NCAA is coming. It is coming. That's not Vince's fault, but nothing to say, look at the job he's done, has changed that. If anything, and I honestly want Coach to do well, Coach Mack, I really do. But Dino Gaudio, who Chris hired, added to the problem, which Vince hired Chris. So that has now been put on top of the old dumpster fire. They didn't dig the hole, but they added to the hole. I just don't understand where Florida State would say, this is a must hire. It lets me know that the NCAA is in a very weird position, my opinion. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's done anything wrong, but he hasn't corrected anything either.
You know, I can't speak for Florida State. I don't know what went into their thinking, but and certainly the Dino Gaudio situation was an unforced error that is in, at least in some part attributable to Vince Tyree. I mean, if he had insisted that there be a witness Gaudio's dismissal, mm-hmm. I don't. It gets to this point now. You know, Gaudio may well have come back at Mac privately and made similar threats, and we may have seen the same drama play out. You know, that's purely speculative. Mm-hmm. The other strike that I don't think has been mentioned here is that they put out a request for proposals on naming rights for Cardinal Stadium a couple of years ago, and that still hasn't gotten done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that could be a big dollar
yes
contribution to the bottom line if it ever did. Now, I don't know if there's just no appetite at this time, given the state of the program, or that businesses are coping with COVID and don't want to make that kind of investment. But, you know, they did settle with Schnatter, but without the return that they would get if they could have resold those rights to someone else. So, I mean, I think that's been kind of a demerit on Tyree's record, but you know, it does go deeper than that. I mean, I think there are other programs within the university athletic department that have done quite well. I mean, the women's volleyball team is undefeated. Of course, you know, mm-hmm. the man in the street doesn't care about the women's volleyball. They draw. It's true.
You know, no, it's I've true. No, I agree.
Stories about them. Nobody's reading them. In terms of, you know, any significant numbers, and maybe that's, you know, that's because of the author and not the subject. But
right, exactly. We are not in control of that. You know, I agree.
Well, I mean, it's you don't get credit as an AD if your Olympic sports are doing well, or mm-hmm. if your students are graduating at a high rate, or you know, if you're avoiding NCAA violations. Mm-hmm. You get credit if your football team wins and if your basketball team wins. And everything else is pretty much gravy.
I hate it, but that's 100% correct. So let's move to everyone saying here, the people that are backing Vince, and if he's got a great opportunity, he should take it. That's not the issue. The question is, do you think there's a rift between Dr. Benaputi and Vince Tyree? Do you think that she has bound his hands to where it's made him seek other employment? Because he did say in his press conference, and you were sitting there, I've got the picture of you and I, he said that Louisville was in his family's DNA. I guess blood's thicker than water. Money's thicker than both. But what do you think? Do you think there is a rift going on between
Vince? I don't know that there
and Neely, you
know, in that relationship that would prevent him from feeling as if he had the autonomy to do his job. I know that that's been a theme that's been promoted, but I've seen no hard evidence of that, and he has certainly not complained of that,
right?
At least not to. I think what's really at work here is that you know, he's been on the job now 3 years,
full time. Yes, full time. March of 18,
and he hasn't got
March 26. Mm-hmm.
No, he's got basically a year and a half left on his deal. It's my understanding that, you know, he has inquired at least about an extension, and there's been no traction.
Okay.
So at some point, you know, you get the message that, you know, if they don't really want to renew you, maybe you need to look for another job. I don't. And you know, it's hard to believe that a guy whose father's number is up in the rafters, and you know, who grew up in Louisville, went to Trinity High School, was looking to leave. You know, if you've lost your mandate, if the boss is not prepared to give you another contract, you know, I think at some point you got to start looking around, and to get another Power 5 AD job, that's a pretty soft landing. And as you certainly know, there's no state income tax in Florida.
And the weather's much better also. That's a fact. So, Tim, you think in the next 24 to 40 hours we'll get this resolved and we'll be able to move forward. Who do you think will replace, if he does leave, who do you think will replace Vince Tyree?
Well, I know about Josh. They would do an interim situation,
mm-hmm.
and before they commit to a new AD. You know, the name you hear most often is Josh Hurd, who's been kind of the, I guess, the number two in the department. I'm very impressed by Amy Calabrese, the senior women's administrator, but I'm told that she has three children under the age of five and may not feel that she wants to take on a job that's consuming as AD. I don't think there's going to be any shortage of strong candidates for that job. I mean, it's a Power Five job. It's a big city. It's, you know, there's a lot to do in Louisville. And, I would think that, if the internal candidates, are not made permanent, there's every reason to think that you're going to be able to get an experienced and capable individual in that job.
Excellent. Well, Tim, I'm going to let you go. Is there anything that you think you need to get out that we have not heard that's something that could be relevant to this situation that we have not spoken about? Okay.
You know, there's been a tremendous amount of chatter on message boards, on social media, with all kinds of scenarios of how all this is going down. And my reporting does not find the same kind of information. Now, you know, I'm not assuming that my sources are omniscient and that everything that's being speculated is wrong. But I don't see a lot of factual basis for a lot of what's being said. And, you know, this is what happens when you have kind of an information vacuum, when no one is really addressing the issues and saying what's going on, is that it feeds conspiracy theories and speculation, and it's no fun for those of us who are trying to find out what's really happening.
Right. Well, Tim, I appreciate it. You know, when we find out, I'll definitely have you back on. This is the Tim Sullivan, Courier Journal's best personal friend of mine. Tim, I appreciate your time, like always.
A pleasure to be on. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you. Tim Sullivan, Louisville Courier Journal. Kathleen, let me tell you something. Listening to Rick and Tim and this whole deal, Kathleen, people seem to decisions have to be made. The reason why Louisville always looks like it's out of control is because it won't ever seize control. And what needs to happen is University of Louisville should have stated yesterday that, yes, there's been conversation, because Vince Tyree has not said a word. If it wasn't true, he would have denied. He would have said, no, I have no interest. But he has not done that. So we know that there is interest. University of Louisville should have said that we're working through the contractual situation to see if it's something that is viable. That's all that had to be said. But Louisville, for some reason, thinks that they can't speak until they have all their ducks in a row. And before they speak, everybody already knows the ducks in a row. So it makes them look bad, Kathleen. Kathleen, they have to gain control of their PR. And sometimes that is speaking before you know everything, but you can still at least inform us of what we know and where it is.
Right.
And it can inform us about what
we're not insinuating that we're too ignorant to know
exactly
what's going on.
Exactly, Kathleen. That's,
don't insult your fan base. And everyone else's fan base.
and also, Kathleen, the media, because we want to do our job correctly, but they have let the propaganda run crazy. They let everyone say everything. No one can find the truth, because Louisville will never, ever get ahead of the game. Kathleen, let's go to break. We got a lot to do after the show. We're coming back with you. Trivia question number one. It's already 12:38. Right. EU Sports Radio, phone number is 502-571-1080. We'll talk to you in a minute. Welcome back to the Sports Show. December 7th, 2021. Of course, Kentucky's got a huge game tonight. They versus Simmons College. No, they don't. Southern, 7 p.m. Kathleen, we've got to get the trivia in. So, Kathleen, before we get into the University of Louisville's NC State basketball game, what do you have for us today? What do you have
just
for
by
us?
The way, NC State beat Texas Southern, so let me just throw that out there. so
The University of Kentucky's football team will be taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes in the Citrus Bowl.
Okay.
Coach Stoops served as a graduate assistant for the Iowa Hawkeyes under what legendary head coach?
Excellent. Yes, because Coach Stoops' father was buried in his jersey. I did not know that till yesterday. That is a really. I did. Yes, it was on the news. That's an interesting story. I'm sure you'll hear quite a bit about that. But yeah, that's really neat. Iowa, strong Big Ten team. Michigan beat the brakes off of them. But if Kentucky takes down Iowa, that will move them. I think that will be a huge bowl game. That's going to be one of the better bowl games right there. Iowa, known for its defense, Kentucky for its running game. Should be an interesting game. But that's a great trivia question. I like that. Now, again, let's jump into, before we get to our next break quickly, let's jump into the Louisville basketball team. What do you think about what you've seen so far this year, men's basketball?
Oh, well, we were talking specifically, what do I think? Because I think our center needs to get underneath the basket and rebound.
Leave Ali Williams alone.
No, wait a minute. He does rebound on defense.
You can't call him out like that.
But he does. He defends.
He does.
The defensive rebound. Does he not?
He does.
He's strong. He's a great player. I love him. I'm not trying to clown on him. But he could get offensive rebounds and putbacks if he would just get under the basket and quit hanging out around a three-point line. That's my only
average
request.
Average is 9.8 a game. 9.8, Kevin.
No. It's like maybe he could average like 16 a game. How about that?
Well, it's interesting you said that because when Louisville has lost in both games, they were out-rebounded. Radford, even though they did have more offensive rebounds, Louisville is doing a better job of crashing the boards. Mm-hmm. But the Michigan State Furman loss, both teams out-rebounded Louisville, total. So we have
people
waiting.
Let me throw this out here. Mm-hmm. I do have another overall. We take bad shots. We take some really bad shots. Like, we take it down and we jack it up when we don't even need to jack it up yet. There is like 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Why are we just throwing it up?
Kathleen, because we're trying to play faster. Now, you heard Coach Mack is trying to play at a faster pace.
I don't mind the way
they're trying to shoot the ball on purpose faster. I got you. But that's what they're trying to do. And, you know, doing that, you just led me into this segue. When Louisville won Saturday, up 14 in the first half, down 4 with a minute and a half to go, and pull it out. So you had both sides, the good, the bad, and the ugly in that game. Louisville did and has played at a quicker pace. They did have 82 possessions, 60 field goals, 16 free throws, cut it in half. It's not exact, but it's close. That's 8. 13 turnovers. They're averaging 83 possessions, had 73 points. That's scoring at a rate at 0.89, which is fair. You'd like to be 0.54, 55, 56, 57, and anything 1 and above, you've got a really good team. Last year, Baylor was like 1.3 points per possession. They were a good team. They were efficient, which you were talking about. But Louisville was trying to play at a faster pace. And the only problem is,
needs to get, when I said that our center needs to get low, it's not our center. It's not Malik. It's Withers.
Oh, Withers. He has shot. Okay. I got you. Yes, he was 1-for-6 in the last game.
Withers needs 17. To get low.
Okay. You won't. Well, last year.
So I'll admit my shortcomings.
No, I got you. No, Kevin. Withers did play center last year, but he is the power forward this year. Malik Williams is the center. They're trying to space the floor. And, yes, I would agree with you, but at this time he is shooting 45% from the field, 67% from the free throw. He's doing fine, but his three-point percentage does need to improve. Now, Kelly, we got people waiting for trivia. Who do we have, John, waiting?
We have Billy.
Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome to Eve Sports Radio. It's 12:45. We got to make this quick. Kathleen, Billy, are you with me?
Yes, sir. With you, buddy.
You want the trivia? Are you for the trivia question, Billy?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, Kathleen, give Billy the first question and the second question. But, Billy, you only get 5 seconds for the money, not 6.
All right.
5.
I'm ready. Kathleen, I've got the answer. Was it Hayden Fox?
Okay, Billy, I need you to think about this again because you said Hayden Fox. Hayden Fox is a fictional character on a show, but you're really, really
close. I know it. I can't think of his name. You go on to the next guy. Let him win. I can't think of it right now. I'm in the middle of something, but I thought I had it. That gone.
You're right there. Like, I love that show.
Well, Billy, I love you, Billy. You were confident, Billy. You were confident.
Because it's so close.
Oh, God, Kathleen. He was confident. I mean, extremely confident.
But he should be because, I mean, it's like so close.
I know. Well, we'll have to wait.
Fox, I just had to laugh because I love that show.
Do you love that? What? Okay, what show are you all talking about, Kathleen? I'm not familiar.
It's called Coach.
It's called Coach? No. No. Yeah. Oh. Hayden Fox.
And
Hayden Fox
little bitty guy was his assistant coach. Oh, my gosh. And you'll know who his fiance, girlfriend that lived with him. I can't. She was like real pretty, famous actress. Really? Hold on. I'll tell you who played Hayden. You'll know.
I just remember. I remember Waterboy. That company. I don't remember anything that you're talking about.
How long ago was this out?
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
I have no idea.
Craig Nelson. That's who played okay. Hayden Fox.
I knew that.
We could have made that the second part of the trivia.
Well, you've given it away. You've already given it away. So we'll have to wait again. Kathleen, tell them the trivia question again before we get to our last break.
University of Kentucky football team will face the Iowa Hawkeyes in the Citrus Bowl. Coach Stoops served as a graduate assistant at Iowa under what legendary head coach?
Excellent. True head
coach. Not Hayden Fox.
Not fictional movie head coach. It's E-Sports Radio.
Jerry Van Dyke was the assistant coach.
Gotcha.
Luther.
Well, it's 1248, Kathleen, and we've got to pay bills. E-Sports Radio, phone number is 502-571-1080, and we'll talk to you after the break. Welcome back to E-Sports Radio. It's 1250. I've got Kathleen Smith on. And Kathleen, the gentleman, he was close, but we're not playing with hand grenades and dynamite. They have to be exactly the trivia questions. We've got people waiting for you, Kathleen, but before we bring them on, you must read the trivia question before they answer. So, John, who do we have next?
We have trivia, Joe. Kathleen.
Joe, welcome to E-Sports Radio. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Joe.
Hayden Fry. Hey, Kathleen.
You just can't wait, can you, Joe?
Say that again. It's Hayden who?
He said it right. Fry.
Hayden who?
Yes, it's Hayden Fry.
It is Hayden. Yes. Who is Hayden Fry? That's exactly right.
So
hey,
close.
Hey, guys.
Yes,
Kathleen,
go ahead.
Enjoy the show. I think you made some great points about Louisville shooting. They're shooting bad shots. I think that Brothers and Williams should go to the Denny Crum School. You know, if you can't make them in practice, then you
everybody should go to Denny Crum School.
Joe!
Yeah, because they can't make them in the game under pressure, and they shoot shots that in the sixth grade you're taught not to shoot when guys get their hands in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And they shoot
contested. Mm-hmm.
And they also shoot, they run lock runs, and the worst three-point shot is when you dribble down the court and you stop at three-point line and just shoot. You know, if you make that,
that's the worst shot.
The other guy's gonna be hit with. And you know, I don't know what happened to the extra pass. And that's simple basketball.
And it left with Federal Express.
That's it. Right. I mean, you know, you learned that in sixth grade at St. Rayfield. So anyway, Kentucky
St. Rayfield.
That's so.
Okay, you got a chance for $20. Joe, you got 5 seconds. Simple basketball. Joe, those days are gone. Joe, it's all off the dribble. Don't you know that now? It's all off the bounce, Joe. Listen to the NBA guys. It's awful basketball, but you're 100% correct. It is all about the dribble. They're ball testers. Ball testers. And they're shooters, Joe, not makers. Big difference. Look at the shooting percentage of the top 50 NBA players, the first one, and look at the second one. You'll see the shooting percentages have dropped. I mean, dropped magnificently. Unbelievable. No one says a word. They continue letting people hard and shoot the ball off the dribble and shoot 38%, call him a great player. It's bad basketball.
All right, Joe, you want $20?
Now, Joe, yeah, now, Joe, you got a chance for $20. Now, Joe, you've got five gift cards coming to you. You'll have to leave your information. Kathleen's going to give you the second trivia question. You have 5 seconds. Kathleen tries to cheat, but she'll try to give you 6 or 7. You get 5. Go, Kathleen.
Hey, Joe, can you tell me what Mark Stoops' listed position as a player at Iowa was?
Defensive back.
Yep. Give him $20.
Oh, Jesus. This is a Wildcat ringer. How'd you know that? Yeah. I didn't know that myself. How did you know that?
I've read the articles. I read. Simple.
Do you think they're reading, Coach?
Joe, reading is elementary, Joe. Is that what you're saying to me?
If you'd have read, you'd have made it through third grade the first time.
Hey, Kerry.
Yes.
Kerry, in the third grade, you know, you and I had trouble reading. And the teacher said, well, he can read the sports section. That's what the nun, my mom told the nun, he can read
homeboy.
The sports section.
Joe. Right. No, Joe. Yeah. Joe, without a doubt, my dad made me read the sports front to back. That's exactly what he did. I swear to you. Something of
That's
interest. My mom had me in front of all those dang green eggs and ham. I didn't want to read that junk. And he said, here it is.
Right.
Read it front to back.
That's
I'm going to ask you. Joe, that's a you know, Joe, you got good parents, boy. I'm telling you. You got good parents.
Good school.
Yes. No, but that's 100%
right. You know where Rangeland St. Ignatius is? You know what
yes. I mean. Yes, I do.
Yeah, by you. Yeah.
Exactly
yeah,
right. No. So true.
Yep.
Leave your information, Joe. I appreciate giving you the $20. Great job, young man.
Yep. Hey, good job,
bye,
Joe.
Bye-bye. But Joe, leave your information. Make sure, Joe, call back if you haven't. You got him good. Kathleen, people have no idea. Joe got good parents.
Yep.
It was all about
what
is your interest.
Stats.
Exactly. What interests you? You know what's so funny, Kathleen? I used to keep stats of my electric football men. I flunked the third grade. Listen to me. I mean this. People have to understand. But if you came in my room, I had a little electric football game where they had the actual painted teams, Cleveland Browns, Dallas Cowboys. I turn it on. Leroy Kelly would rush for 4 yards. I marked it down. When I throw the little pass with the fake kicker, most of the time I just do it with my hand, hit the receiver, and he went.
Yeah.
I kept the yardage, Kathleen. It interested me. So, struggling in school, I was. My dad was a microbiologist. He was. So, it was all that green eggs and ham and reading all that garbage. I don't want to read that. And then he came in. I'll never forget. And he put the paper in front of me, and I sat in front of him. And what I didn't know, he would tell me. And he said, read the sports, Kathleen.
Yeah, because that's what
that
you wanted to know
That was the beginning
about.
To the end. People just have no idea. Sometimes you just have to find what it
find
is.
Find what your kid's interested in, and they will read it. Yes.
Yes. I mean, that was it. That was the beginning of the end. After that, I had no problem with school. I didn't. But what got me going was the sports section. That's why I buy the paper today. I hate turning on the computer. I really do. The paper is something that is just a part of me. I used to, pro players used to run for the paper. Do you understand that? College players
Greg is
used to
the same
run
way.
For the
if
paper.
They would just sell the sports section, he'd go buy it. And he did his math. His math was a lot of stats.
Just so stats.
Just thinking of baseball stats and
Yep. Well, Kathleen, I buy the business section now because my stocks are dropping a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. That too. Yeah.
Kathleen, love you, baby. Have a good day. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Sports Radio. We're out. Great job, Joe. Bye-bye.